Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne. In that luscious golden syrup is flowing from the trees. Whether it's flowing at the rate we'd want it, probably not. But we'll get into that with this morning's guest, Matt Wilkinson, the president of the Maple Syrup Producers Association of Connecticut. Matt, thank you for joining me this morning, sir.
Well, thank you for having me on your show.
So a lot of people don't realize, you know, maple syrup is a fairly big industry in the state of Connecticut.
It is. We have well over 200 producers. So a lot of them are small hobby backyarders, but we have probably 150 to 200 producers that sell at some level of commercial, most of them farmers markets, small farm stands, things like that. And the industry is about a $1.5 million a year industry, agriculture industry for the state.
So that's pretty impressive in a little, you know, little agriculture state the size of ours.
It is. We're the 10th largest producer nationally. Unfortunately, it drops off pretty fast after about three or four. But we do produce about 20,000 gallons of syrup in the state a year. Well, it helps us a little bit because the retail market in this area is very strong, so that kind of helps our dollar amount get a little bit higher.
That's good. So you have like the seasonal farmers markets and they're just continuing to help you guys out then?
Yes, they are. Yep.
So now, you know, the weather's been fickle, to say the least. How is that helping, hurting you guys this time of the year? I mean, what is the ideal conditions versus what we have now, or is it ideal?
So what we really like is a good long freeze-thaw, hard freezes during the wintertime, and then followed by that, you know, 40 degrees during the day, 20 degrees at night, you know, constant cycle like that. What we've had is we had a good hard freeze through January, but then we had warm-ups where it wouldn't even go below freezing for a couple of days, then back to the cold, and then now we're where we are in the 50s in February. This is not really what we'd like to see. The sap ran really well for a couple of days here. Now it's going to slow down again. It does look like the long-range forecast is going to level out a little bit, and we should have some, you know, a few good weeks of season coming. So we are very hopeful.
So, you know, we're rolling into what I like to call the greatest weekend of syrup in New England. Maple weekend's coming up in March. It's about a month away, a little less. What should people expect? You know, what can people do to go out and support the industry or learn more about it during Maple weekend?
So the Maple weekend is March 19th and 20th. And we have several sugar houses in the state that are going to be open with our association. And if they go check out our website, it's ctmaple.org. There is a link on there that will list all of those sugar houses that are going to be open during Maple weekend, as well as the sugar houses that are open during the season. Just ask that you call ahead, because as we talked about weather being a little fickle, just make sure that they're actually boiling that weekend before you take the truck out to go visit one of them. The other thing we're really excited to hear is that Hebron is also going to be running their Maple Fest again this year. With the last couple of years, they haven't run it, and so we're really excited that that's going on, and that is also that same weekend, the 19th, 20th.
Oh, that's excellent. So, you know, if people are listening and there's maple trees scattered all over the state, can someone just go into their backyard if they have a maple? What should they look for? You know, is it worth doing just the learning portion of it to tap a tree in your own yard or?
Yeah, certainly it is. It's, you know, you only need a couple trees and you can make, you know, enough syrup to enjoy for, you know, a few pancake dinner breakfasts or, you know, have for your own use. It's a fun process. It's not fast, but it's kind of a nice opportunity to do, especially with your kids or, you know, family event. Get everybody gets together. You know, you're outside, spring's here. You know, you've been cooped up all winter, so it's a great time of year to get out, get active. You know, maple syrup is all natural. It's the healthiest sweetener out there. You know, it is still a sweetener, but it's just one of the healthiest sweeteners. There's a lot of great nutrition research that's done by the University of Rhode Island about some of the benefits of it. So it's a great activity and it's a lot of fun.
And we've heard, you know, there's different, if we can get a little nerdy, I guess we can say about maple syrup. I mean, there's different colors, there's different, the amber ratings, and then people make the sugars. Is there a big, like, how does that all become from the tree to product?
So basically it's collecting the sap that comes off of the tree and then boiling it. Generally it's 42 to 45 gallons of sap to make 1 gallon of syrup. And as it boils, that helps with the transition of the sugars and the caramelizing of them and turning them to, I guess, the amber colors that you see in traditional syrup from the clear sap. Sap looks much like water. It's a sweet water. Has about a 2% sugar rating in it. And we're boiling it up, evaporating out all the water out of it to concentrate it down to the syrup. And then depending on the time of year is one of the big contributors to that coloring that you talked about. Earlier in the season, you get the lighter syrups. As the season goes on, the warmer weather that you get, stuff that there's some bacterial microbial growth in the sugars that transform the sugars, and that can darken up the syrup. And also later in the season, sometimes the sugar content in the sap starts to drop. And so you have to boil more sap, and so it boils longer, and that helps kind of get those darker, robust colors that you see later in the season.
And I mean, that ratio of sap to maple syrup, it's one, you know, people, I don't want to say complain, but you look at the prices of real maple syrup versus the fake corn syrup stuff on the shelf, it takes a lot of work. I mean, there's tapping the trees and then all the lines that have to be run and the boiling and the process. This isn't just like a set it and forget it type thing for you guys. This is the busy time for anyone doing maple syrup right now, isn't it?
It is. And we actually start, depending on how large you are, start as early as November, repairing lines, replacing the taps out in the field, you know, fixing anything, like branches will fall on your lines, you have to get them back and fix them. And that'll go through prepping for the season, clear up until the season starts. And once it starts, it doesn't stop. We you know, we can't take a day off if the sap's running. So you kind of, you know, it's a big kind of sprint till the end of the season, and then the cleanup starts. So, you know, hourly, yes, it's a lot of hours to make syrup. But it's, you know, it's kind of a passion too for all of us to do it. So we don't necessarily mind the hours.
Yeah, because I know a gentleman who does maple syrup down in Guilford. And when the sap is running, your life ceases because you're at the mercy of Mother Nature. So if you need to boil all night because now you're starting to stockpile sap, which is a good thing, but you are under the mercy of nature. So joining me again this morning, Matt Wilkinson is the president of the Maple Syrup Producers Association of Connecticut. I'm assuming you also have a sugar house. Where is that, and how can people get some information or some great syrup from you?
We do. Wilkinson Farm is the name of our sugar house and our farm, and we're located in Columbia, Connecticut, and we have a Facebook page and website, wilkinsonfarm.com or Wilkinson Farm on Facebook, and you're happy to reach out through there. And we're also in the Manchester, Colchester, and the Niantic farmers markets during the year.
Now, one thing I ask a lot of guests on the show is, it's a weird question, but everyone has an amazing answer to it. You've been doing this a while. A lot of families have been doing this a while. As a collective and as a farm owner yourself doing maple syrup, what is one thing that you wish more people knew about maple syrup in Connecticut?
I think one is surprising number of people that don't even know we make syrup in Connecticut. But I think the big thing I wish people knew was how healthy it can be, or how, I mean, it's still a sweetener, so I don't want to make it that way, but the great things that syrup has to offer, and also the versatility of it, it can be used on everything, and in cooking, and it's just a great way to cook with, and a lot of experimenting stuff that you can do with it.
I use it a lot to sweeten my coffee. This time of the year, a nice little bit of, you know, real maple, Connecticut grown maple syrup in my coffee. There's nothing better than that. So again, joining us this morning is Matthew Wilkinson, president of the Maple Syrup Producers Association of Connecticut. He's got his own sugar house. You can check that out. It's over in Columbia, 700 plus tap strong. Just started as a little thing with him, his wife, and his daughters experimenting and learning. And that's one thing that Connecticut does best. Maple Syrup Weekend here in Connecticut, running in March on the 19th and 20th. Visit your local sugar house. Enjoy the smell. Enjoy some syrup that's grown right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.